The U.S. Senate confirmed Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke for a second term of office yesterday, following the strongest ever opposition to a chairman's reappointment in the Senate. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The U.S. Senate yesterday backed Ben Bernanke for a second four-year term running the world's most powerful central bank, despite deep disagreement over his policy direction. Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, rallied support for Bernanke.
Provide the confidence, the stability that our markets demand, that this economy, as fragile as it is going to continue to get back on its feet again. To do otherwise, I think, would do great damage to our nation at this critical moment.
The top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, Richard Shelby of Alabama, said Bernanke did little to prevent 2008's financial meltdown.
Even after Bear Stearns fell, Chairman Bernanke did little to prepare for additional failures. Bernanke fiddled while our markets burned.
Bernanke still faces acute political pressure to ease economic strains at a time when the U.S. central bank is showing divisions over how much support the economy needs. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed the Senate vote and said he looked forward to working with Bernanke going forward. Obama and Senate allies pressed senators over the past week to muster the 60-vote supermajority needed to overcome efforts to block Bernanke's nomination. In the end, the Senate voted 70-30 to confirm Bernanke, the stiffest Senate opposition to any nominee for Fed chairman ever. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.